Welcome, Michael Martone.
Thanks.
Your personal Oktoberfest is an annual double-wide world tour of Indiana. How does it feel to be on the road and back home again?
Well, it feels great. I love coming back in October to Indiana. And this October, because of the nice award there, I'm of the 4 weeks in October, three of those weeks I'm back in town, or back in Indiana. So I love coming back in the fall with the combines out in the field and just that turn in the air. I love it.
And I know one of your topics on this year's tour was Indiana geography and how our humble plains can be inspiring. Okay, so firsthand experience-wise, how and why do they continue to inspire you?
Well, again, because of, I think, the award, you know, I went back to look at all the things that I had written, and one of my early books was called The Flatness in Other Landscapes. And I grew up here. I lived in Indiana. Never really left Indiana except maybe to go on a vacation down to Florida until I was 21. And then I went out to graduate school, and all my fellow graduate students were from all over the country, but not from the Midwest. And, you know, after our classes, we'd be at the grad club and we'd be talking. And here were these very sophisticated, very up-to-date students who had never been to Indiana, and I would just tell them the truth about Indiana, and they were amazed. They thought it was like as strange as the planet Mingo or something. So I began writing about Indiana, but in a kind of taking the ordinary, the normal. If you grow up here, you think, well, you know, it's just a flat plain. There's nothing there. And of course, if you slow down and really pay attention, and the sort of $10 word for it is if you defamiliarize it, then that opens up spaces of wonder.
Well, perhaps we should note that you pen false biography and mm-hmm. Ersatz travel books, and you've been hailed as the master of the nearly true. Is that, are you guilty as charged?
I am. You know, it's an interesting thing about fact and fiction. They both come from the same roots linguistically. The thing is that a fact is a thing done. Once it's finished, once this interview's over, there's no way to actually say that it happened except for the residue it produces, the tape or, you know, the excited electrons in the digital thing. But once you make something, a fiction, if I write a fiction, then it has a reality. So, I mean, think of it this way. The Civil War battle, the Battle of Chancellorsville, once it's over, all it does is leave residue of its existence. But that evidence, and this is what's interesting to me, can all be faked. It can all be manufactured to create a false illusion of a fact. But if you take a book like The Red Badge of Courage, which is a fiction by Stephen Crane about the Battle of Chancellorsville in 1863, once he wrote it and once it was published in a book, it has a reality that that facts don't have. And so I like to think of myself like Hermes or the trickster, in that the job of the trickster, the job of Hermes, the job of this kind of artist is to take these two categories you think you know and to mix those up or force the reader into a position where they're not sure actually what is real and what isn't. And again, the consequence of that is you break people out of their habits of thinking and they begin to imagine a world that could be better, that could be more exciting. And they do that. You transform the world that way by mixing up categories.
Now, Indiana claims its share of pointedly humorous, or uh-huh. should I say humorously pointed authors, from George Ade to Kurt Vonnegut actually. Yeah. Where do you think your work fits in that rogues gallery?
Well, I really do regard myself as a descendant, not only of, you know, the most recent descendant of Vonnegut, but also Gene Shepard, too. You know, and of course, if you expand out from Indiana, there's also the Midwest and Garrison Keillor. I mean, I think what the humor that they all share feeds into the audience of the Midwest's notion that nothing really happens here. But if you can then slow them down and actually see how strange the normal is, that becomes incredibly funny, both in a kind of black humor way and a kind of uncomfortable whistling through the graveyard sort of way, but also just in a amazed and surprised way. And I think that's where I put myself. You know, play is very serious adult business, and it's important for both people who are artists and create, but it's also important to all of us to, again, exercise our imagination, whether you do that as a writer or as a writer, you excite the imagination in other people.
Michael Martone, a Fort Wayne native, is an author and professor at the University of Alabama's Creative Writing Program and recipient of this year's National Author Prize from the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana Author Awards. He joined us today in our Fort Wayne studios. Thank you so much for taking the time and the creativity with us today, Michael.
Thank you.